My first contact with other Buddhists was about this time of year in 1971. And it was at Samyeling, which at that time I think was probably the only Tibetan Buddhist center in Europe. And I went up there just having finished university in a complete state, a complete nervous wreck. I just remember having panic attacks on the train up, and learnt from the teacher up there, who was called Akong Rinpoche. I had a meeting with him, and I was because I was in such a state, I was very highly motivated, and I told him I'd come to meditate. And he took me at my word. And he asked me if I'd done any meditation before. So I said, well, I've done some transcendental meditation, which was popular way back then. The Beatles had been practicing it. And I kind of thought that he'd say, ugh, nasty Hindu practice, and here's a proper Buddhist one. But he didn't do that at all. He was very open-minded, and he just said, well, if you've been initiated into this practice, just do that. And if you find that it doesn't really work for you, I'll give you something else. But he said, okay, let's start in. Tomorrow you can do 4 hours of this meditation. I've been used to doing about 20 minutes a day, or perhaps 20 minutes morning and evening of this transcendental meditation. So he said, all right, do 4 hours tomorrow, and then the next day do 4 hours. And then after that, just add on an hour a day. So I did 4 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, I couldn't possibly meditate for 12 hours a day, but, you know, I just wasn't in a fit state at all. But I was sort of slumped against the shrine room wall for eventually 12 hours a day. And I had all kinds of experiences, both good and bad. But I've always been really grateful, because I was in a real state, and after 3 weeks of doing that, I was in much less of a state. So I've always held great gratitude for Akong Rinpoche for taking me seriously. Now, while I was at Samyeling on that occasion, I met Mr. Wright. No, not like that. I met Eric Wright, who was later to become Dharmachari Mangala, who was the first person to tell me about the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. And living in London, knowing that Samyeling was way away in the borders of Scotland, and knowing that I really needed some other people to meditate with, at the beginning of 1973, I came along to the FWBO, and I got more involved with it. And eventually, I began to feel quite split, because I've got this connection with Tibetan Buddhism, but now I was making stronger and stronger connections with the order. And eventually, I felt I was coming to a crossroads, and I really needed to commit myself one way or the other. And Bhante was away on sabbatical at this time, but I wrote to him, and as a result of that, it was arranged that I would go and spend a couple of days with him in the cottage that he was staying in Norfolk. And I went up there, and you have to understand just how, just what it was like being Vasantra in 1973. It's hard even for me to conceive what it was like being Vasantra in 1973. I had a head full of books that I'd read about amazing yogis who could levitate and all sorts of things. So this Sangharakshita person was, you know, he'd been practicing for many years. So I really expected that he ought to be able to read my mind. If he was any kind of a Buddhist teacher at all, he definitely ought to be telepathic. So if you want to spend a thoroughly uncomfortable 2 days, spend it with someone who you think can probably read your every thought. But even though it was really uncomfortable, at the same time, I did get a lot from Bhante. Not the sort of magical, mystical things that I expected, just a lot of common sense. So eventually I was more or less decided that I was going to throw in my lot with the FWBO, because I thought, Bhante's a Westerner, he understands my conditioning, which is, you know, of great help, but at the same time, he's had a lot of teachers in the Tibetan tradition, so, I'll have the best of both worlds. But I wasn't quite sure how far Bhante's training in Tibetan tradition had gone, so I just had one question, which was sort of decisive for me, and that question was, what was going to happen in the future, I didn't think it was going to be very far in the future, when people in the FWBO became ready for sort of advanced practices, like Tummo, sort of psychic heat, and the six yogas of Naropa and things like that. I was thinking, you know, it'd probably take me at least 5 years to be ready for that kind of thing. But so what was going to happen? And Bhante was quite clear in what he said. He said, yes, all those advanced practices like Tummo will all be available in the FWBO when people are ready for them. So it was on the basis of that, quite literally, it was on the basis of that that I finally plumped for the FWBO and was duly ordained in 1974.